Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
It's 10:30, and on the sports desk, Smithy, we've talked a lot about Ryan Fox the last day or two and about where he sits in terms of the President's Cup. And another Kiwi golf star who's coming up through the ranks has grabbed the headlines today. Kazuma Kobori has been invited. He's received an invite to play in the PGA Championship next week as a result of claiming last season's Challenger PGA Tour of Australasia Order of Merit.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Huge. Young kid out of Christchurch.
Well, we've had so much information from people saying, watch this kid. And obviously it's coming to fruition.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been a pro for a year yet. And his first five tournaments in the Australasian Tour, he won four of them. And nobody in the professional game across all levels on their debut had won four of their first five tournaments except some kid called Tiger Woods back in the 90s. So that I'm not suggesting that Kazuma Kobori is going to get to that level, but that's still pretty damn impressive.
That's amazingly impressive, and to get that recognition, Ricardo, is huge. Incidentally, Ryan Fox is playing this weekend, but he's not playing in the major. There's two PGA Tours events, this, the Wells Fargo, and another one which I'm finding out more about, which Ryan Fox is involved. He's the highest ranked, world ranked player playing in this tournament.
So he's after the points.
Well, that's with 300 points and $8 million, so there's still some bickies to be made as well. And confidence, maybe. Maybe looking for a bit of confidence too, because, of course, the next tournament is the PGA, which is, only a week or so away, or maybe only a week away, so he needs that.
He does need that. Actually, staying on golf, Swedish sensation Ludvig Åberg, who finished solo second in the Masters last month, has withdrawn from the PGA Tour event that starts this weekend with a knee issue. He said he expects to be fit in time for the PGA Championship. He's ranked sixth in the world now and is set to make his Quail Hollow debut in Charlotte, North Carolina, where a field headlined by the world number two, Rory McIlroy, will be competing in the final tune-up ahead of the PGA Championship, and he's had to pull out of that tournament with a knee issue. So if you punt on golf, might be one to keep in mind.
He's a terrific prospect. They just rave about him, the commentators. They rave about his cool approach, his terrific golf swing, and his course demeanour, and that's what they look at very carefully. And in terms of their development, he's good, and he is cool.
He's very good. Switching to rugby, mate, former All Black number 8, Philo Tiatia, has picked up a new coaching job. He's going to Wales to be the one of the assistant coaches there of the Dragons. He's been coaching in Japan, and he worked there with Eddie Jones as an assistant for a little while in his first spell in charge. But he is going to be the defence coach for the Dragons in the United Rugby Championship for next season. So another Kiwi taking his coaching IP off. Sure, and not such a great story out of New Zealand rugby, but Byron Kelleher, former All Black halfback, has been found guilty of domestic violence by a Paris court. Kelleher has received a suspended 6-month prison sentence for domestic violence against his former girlfriend when he returned to France to see their son. He's got to pay a fine of €1,000, pay her €800 in compensation as well. And he's reported that he said that it was basically all lies and that he doesn't have a drinking problem, but when he was arrested, he was apparently drunk. So, yeah, it looks like Byron Kelleher might have a few demons to battle.
He must do as well. He's had a bit of a checkered past. At his time, pretty handy footballer, there's no doubt about it, but clouded by those other issues. Ricardo, thank you very much. We've got to make a bit of time up here, and we'll get across to Gords with a bulletin very shortly. Andrew Gordy.